Saturday night, we were talking. I'd finished everything up, and he's like, I think I want to get baptized tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, you do? Okay, let's go. And he's like, can my dad baptize me? I was like, heck yeah, he can. So, yeah. So, same thing. Jimmy got to experience that. So.
I also love that, like, at our church, like, even regularly, baptism isn't, like, baptizing someone isn't, like, a pastoral duty.
Yeah.
It's a... this is what we do as a church, right? And I think it's just a reminder, we're all in ministry, right? Some of us, yeah, we call it vocation. It's our job. Mm-hmm. But we are all in ministry. And I love people getting to baptize their friends. I mean, there was a group of guys the week before open baptism. They came up to me in the lobby and they're like, hey, we don't want to like offend you or anything, but can we go with our friend to be baptized? I was like, you better go with them.
Our goal on this podcast is to know Jesus better and by the power of his spirit do better so together we can be a little better. Welcome to A Little Better. So glad to have you here this week, this very special, incredible week. Technically, we are concluding week 5 of The Search Within, but we spent the first 4 weeks asking big questions. But then the 5th week, we expected people to stand up and give an answer. Are you in? Mm. Are you in with Jesus? No turning back, heading forward. So it was open baptism, which is such an incredible experience here at Northridge. And Laura Kalaji is with us. I don't even get your name
right.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Kalaji.
Kalaji.
You're way off, bro.
Way off. Way off.
What did you say? Kalaji?
Kalagi.
Something. I don't know. I mean, and I'm not going to say it again because I'll still get it wrong. But at least I have you living in the right country. So I messed up on that a while ago with someone else. But no. So Laura, thank you so much for being here. Laura does so much behind the scenes. Maybe you heard her share some stories last year. Somehow I convinced her to return to the podcast. I know it's not her favorite thing. And for her, open baptism will be over with the end of this podcast. But right now, you know, she's got to get to the finish line. But I'm so glad that she's here. And Drew, we're glad you're here too. I mean, you both survived. Laura, weeks of preparation. Drew, I don't know. You're going to tell us how many people you had the privilege of baptizing and just how long it took. But is it worth recapping? I almost feel like the message... I just want to get to the baptism, but we did have a message in there,
yeah.
And so I think it's worthwhile recapping that message. What was the challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it well. We dove into a series just kind of searching within. Who are we? But at some point, like the disciples in John chapter 6, when you know Jesus raised the bar and people left, they made their decision. No, I'll follow you, Jesus, no turning back. That was kind of our theme. And so, you know, we did this search within, and ultimately we wanted people to decide, right? I want to follow Jesus, good, bad, ugly, messy. I'm with Jesus. And mm-hmm. That's kind of the ending of the series, right? The declaration of I know who I am and I know whose I am. And we got to see that publicly through baptism. It was, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but it was freaking awesome.
I think that's allowed.
Okay, sweet.
Well, listen, thanks so much to Drew and to Laura for your contributions. I also want to shout out Taylor on the other side of the camera because she put together an incredible video. Two incredible videos, yes. The stories
welcome,
that
Taylor.
Were told, amazing. I had my tech team talking to me about the stories, you know, that were just incredible. And then the Bills videos, you know, that just got us, I don't know, you lifted it up and you just destroyed us as well.
No, it was the opposite. I tore you down to lift you up.
That's the order.
Right? So I didn't do that. That was the Bills that did that to you. I just wanted to lift you up and say, I admire you.
Yeah, it was interesting weeks ago thinking about which way is Super Bowl Sunday going to go, if the Bills win or if the Bills lose. Mm. But unfortunately, the Bills played very well into the spiritual message. And I loved your line from the message where Jesus had fair weather friends too, you know. So, but the Bills, you know, they hang in there. They hang in there. So shout out to Bills Mafia as well. All right, we got to get to it. We're rambling here. So Laura.
We are, huh?
Weird. Laura, I, yeah,
say,
yeah,
not me.
It's all me.
Laura, shut up over there, all right?
Well, Laura, thanks for being here, and would love to hear, maybe for those who, Drew got very beat up yesterday. He is exhausted. He's with us, but hanging on. Laura, just for those who, and I know we talked about it last year, but there's people new this year. They just see what happens on Sunday morning. How long is the process? What goes on behind the scenes to make this happen?
Yeah, it's weeks of preparation. It was less time this year because I was so excited the way I put it back last year. Everything was so organized. But yeah, it's between ordering all the clothes, the supplies, the bathroom stuff, getting volunteers to help you with all these things. It's weeks, months, maybe.
It's months.
Do you remember any numbers like shirts ordered or volunteers you needed or those sorts of things?
So I have a baptism big planning party. That's probably like 20 people. And then across the three campuses, they usually have about 20 to 30 volunteers just for that morning to get everything open and running. So
describe the pipeline. So someone stands up in the middle of the service. Drew says, are you in? Today's your day. Let's get baptized. Someone stands up, makes the decision that day. What's the steps from standing up to leaving?
Yeah. Standing up is the first step. There were so many people that are like, do I do it? Do I not? You stand up, you go out into the hallway, you register, you get your registration card, you go for a quick interview, and then we hand you your bag full of shorts, shirt, all the bathroom stuff you could need. They go change, they come back out, and then they get sent up to the top, and then they get dunked.
Yeah, so. But it's incredible just... so many spaces get taken over that are used for other purposes, like our green room where there's normally, you know, a chance for, you know, the worship band to be and stuff like that. That whole thing turned into a runway, I don't want to say assembly line, but it was just this queue, this amazing queue. The bathrooms get taken over. There's places for the women, places for the men, you know, and then my wife was at the table for certificates, so which was a great... like finish line there, and then even got a chance to think. I can't remember. Was it Taylor's idea? Was it Olivia's idea to do some interviews? You know, just ask people, hey, what does baptism mean to you? What does Jesus mean to you? Just some emotional, you know, responses. You know, to that.
I think that's the beautiful thing about the way we do open baptism. You know, people from the outside looking in could be like, oh, there's just a bunch of emotional decisions, right? And there's some emotion to it, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're moved by the gospel of Jesus, you're going to be welled up with emotion.
It would be wrong if there was no emotion.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But along with that emotion are people, wise people, especially for anybody who has, everybody in the process actually has an interview, right? Mm-hmm. An interview about why are you doing this, right?
Right.
And if anybody said, hey, I'm doing this because I want to be in the spotlight or I feel really good, we would have been like, hold up, wait a second. This is not what this is about.
Yes.
And that's the beautiful, every person. So the pre-registered people, they do an interview beforehand. The people who stand up in the moment, they do an interview right after they stand up. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's beautiful. There's guardrails to protect anybody from making an emotional decision. But there's people who get saved and then baptized. So they go to their interview, they go for the wrong reasons. And then through the conversation with the interviewer, they're led to the Lord. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, I had a guy come up to me second service. So at Rochester, that's the 9:45 service. And he's like, Drew, have you seen Scott Bixby? And I was like, well, no, he's everywhere. I wonder if Scott's omnipresent. I don't know if God's given him that ability or not, but it feels like that sometimes. But I was like, I don't know where he is. Can I help you? And he's like, yeah, I want to baptize my wife. She got saved today.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, just go in line with her. And when you get up there, tell me you're baptizing your wife. And he got up there and he did it. And it was just awesome. She got saved that day. And it was just so many stories like that. Yeah. And because of the process, right? Mm-hmm. And it's easy to like get caught up in like all the details and forget about the spiritual movement of the Holy Spirit along each detail and how powerful it is, right? Mm-hmm. I get to experience some of that in the tank because like just watching people overcome fear, right? I mean, I have people who are plugging their nose and if you're not watching, they are visibly shaking, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a fear of water. I don't know if it's a fear of public. It's probably both. Uh-huh. And just like, it's so powerful. It's so tangible. The Spirit of God, like just mm-hmm. permeating the room and moving in people's lives.
Yeah. I think those are valid questions about, you know, how we do the process. Yeah. And I would just say, having been through a few open baptisms, it gets better each time. Oh, yeah. So Laura, you can't ever give up on this job because you are the subject matter expert and each year it gets a little better. Like one way I was pulled in, I think it was at 9:45 service. I was pulled in, hey Brad, can you interview? I'm like, well, I got to do a live update in 15 minutes, but yeah. Sure. So, and then it may have been the same story, but I went back and it was a couple. I first met him online in the chat. It was over a year ago. I prayed with him. Mm. Then he shows up in person like a year ago, right? And introduces, you know, himself. I had no idea his wife was not a believer. Mm. And then I'm dragged over to do these interviews, and there he is. And I'm just a little reluctant to share names. I don't know if it's appropriate or not. But there he is with tears in his eyes. And he says, Brad, you know, I said, she's getting baptized? And he goes, yeah. He goes, she was saved today. So I've amazing. Been praying for years, and today is the day. I'm weeping, right? Yeah. I'm just crying and interviewing people. But I also say this, is I know that we've gotten better and better with the interviews, where we're just very clear about the gospel and explaining it in a way that you could intimidate people, right? I mean, it could be a very scary process, like, please give us a dissertation. Defend your decision before us now, and we cross our arms and wait for them to impress us. It's not like that at all.
Right.
It's a gentle process of just affirming their faith, explaining the gospel, you know, very clearly, following up when necessary. But yes, we've had to turn people away. And yes, there were people saved. And the last story for me was, like I said, my wife was doing certificates afterwards, and it was all over. I mean, this is past 12:30. Rochester is done with his baptisms. And one woman who was baptized brought another woman to the table and said, my friend wants to get saved. Mm. Mm. And so just found someone to sit with her and walk through the gospel. And she's not baptized yet, but because of open baptism, you know, she got saved.
She's going to be baptized.
She's going to be baptized. Yeah, I'm sure she'll follow through on that. Mm. Laura, I would love for you, anything you want to talk about, okay? So it could be volunteers that you want to shout out, you know, people who just, do a great job with that. There's so many people behind the scenes. They don't get credit. They don't want credit, but they're such a huge part of it. Or any stories or just heroes, you know, for you in the process.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, there's so many volunteers. Like, it's just amazing. And there's volunteers that this is their one time a year that they just pour into. They absolutely love it, which is just amazing. Like at Webster, we just had the halls lined with our NYM students. They had their pom-poms, like pom-poms that were turning people's hands red. Like they stopped, which was so cool. So anybody that came out was just cheered on by a hallway of students and pom-poms. Yeah, we have, like Drew said, we have so many pre-registers that have to be interviewed before the morning of. And that's a whole process in and of itself of meeting with these people, getting together with them, and not just a phone call, but like physically being with them. And just, there's just so much behind that people don't see, and the time that takes is just amazing.
So. Yeah, it's incredible. I don't even think we've shared numbers yet. We have, what I've got down here on the latest on the spreadsheet is that in Brighton, there were 22 people, you know, baptized across their two services. Mm-hmm. And again, that's our newest campus, youngest campus, and they just keep having a parade of people coming to
Christ. Right, and I think, you know, we can easily look at 22 and be like, oh, that's not that many. But realistically, Brighton has been baptizing people like all, like they baptize people all the time. Noah's got a goal that every one of their group leaders is going to baptize someone. And so leading up to this open baptism, they've baptized like 15 people. And so they've just been baptizing people like crazy. So we even thought like the well, like they've run out of people, and yet here they got 22 more people. To me, Brighton having 22 people is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a long list of reasons why our numbers wouldn't be high. So one of them, well, you know, was, yes, we've been baptizing people all year. How many people are there to get baptized? When you say Brighton, because we not long ago celebrated their one-year birthday, yeah. And then they gave the names of all the people who are baptized. I want to say it was 37. It was in there. So, yes. If you're baptizing all year, how many people are there to show up for open baptism? The last time we did open baptism, it was 18 months since the previous one.
Yep.
So I was saying, well, it's only been 12 months since our previous open baptism. We won't have as many people. Yes. And then the weather, and that's what you were counting on, huh?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, like, there's no way we're going to beat last year's numbers.
Right,
so we don't need any extra clothes. Like, we don't need all these things. There's no way we're going to surpass it. And we did.
Yeah. And the last thing was the weather, mm-hmm. right? The weather. We were snowing the night before. We're digging out. I'm up in the morning. I mean, it was an ice rink out there, but people came.
I know. I mean, it's because who wants to miss that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, who, like, you know, I was talking to my wife this morning, and I was like, babe, you know, we can't take this for granted because, you know, there's a lot of churches around the world that don't get to experience anything near what we got to experience on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a move of God. And, you know, at any moment, God could just decide to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to be okay with that, right? We'd have to keep preaching the gospel. And, and, you know, the results are in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be marveled at, like, dang, man, I got to experience this. And not just once, but, like, 3-4 times, like, whoo, and God just keeps blowing our minds. Like, I'm the same little faith guy over here, like, 200. We baptized 200 people. I thought, like, that's the pinnacle, Lord. We've made it. We've arrived. And then I saw the number. I saw it was over 200, and I had no clue what the number was final. And then, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
I don't know who wants to say it. Laura, let's give Laura the opportunity.
Da, 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 226 people.
Yeah.
226.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Praise God.
Yeah. One day.
One day. Yeah. And, well, another thing, so we mentioned Brighton, just incredible story because people are getting baptized year round out there. Such excitement. Webster blew me away as well because I was looking at the numbers. I saw 22 in the first service, which was actually larger than Rochester's first service. That 8:30 service, I think, was 17.
16, I think.
Yep. 16. So, but Webster, I think, did 22 in their first service. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I saw 22 in the second. And then that was an old number because I see a total of 69.
Yeah.
69 people baptized in Webster.
No, total.
Oh, okay. Total, yeah. Total. But so 22 plus whatever it takes to get to 69. We'll do some math.
47.
Don't ask me, I don't do math.
Is that 47?
47.
Sure.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Sure, sounds good. But Lori, you were there. You were on site, right? I mean, that must have, I mean, that wasn't what you expected? I mean, I don't know.
No, to be honest, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but they just kept coming and it would be a lull and we're like, okay, that's great. Those people got baptized. Like, this is it. And then more would come and wow, okay, there's more. And then it would be a lull and then more would come. And we were like getting ready to like, okay, this is it. We're done. And then even more came.
Yeah.
So
unbelievable. Cool. Yeah. One thing I have, so Drew, you got to share the tank with a number of people because people would step in to baptize other people. It might be baptizing their friends, loved ones, children.
Yep.
And you and Nate Miller both got to baptize your own kids, right?
Yeah.
So tell us what that was like.
I mean, I knew it was coming, but you're never ready for that type of thing until it hits. And it was amazing. Like, it was just a crazy, awesome celebration. Mm-hmm. Malachi and Ruby Kate both got baptized. And so, that's all I can say.
Can I ask you a question about that, which is, how do you know when your kids are ready to be baptized?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's not like a one-time conversation. It's an ongoing one. And so we've been talking with Malachi and Ruby Kate about it. You know, anytime open baptisms coming. You know, I took Malachi on a daddy-son date to Buffalo Wild Wings. He loves chicken wings. He's a true Buffalo native, right? He loves chicken wings. And so we go to, he's like, Dad, I want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. So we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and I just said, hey, buddy, you know, open baptism is coming up. What do you think? You think you're ready for that? Like, what's your relationship with Jesus like? And he's like, yeah, Dad, I'm ready. And I'm like, oh, are you? Okay, you know, well, why do you want to get baptized? I think that's the biggest question I want to know the answer to. Because, you know, with kids, oh, my friends are doing it. And I knew Malachi's best buddy, Jackson and Jet, were getting baptized. And so I wanted, and he's like, because I love Jesus, Daddy. Mm-hmm. And so it's just an ongoing conversation. And we have to remember, these are kids, so we can't expect adult answers from kids, right? Mm-hmm. They don't need to give us a theological dissertation of the gospel, right? They just need childlike faith. They need to know, hey, I believe Jesus saved me from my sin, died on a cross, and rose again, right? If you got that down and you believe that and you want to surrender to that, let's go. I'm not going to get in your way, right? Yeah. From, you know, being baptized. And so, we just had a lot of little conversations, and and for Malachi, it was like stark, because when Joel got baptized at open baptism, we asked Malachi, hey, are you interested? And he was like, no, right. I don't want to do that.
Right.
Right. Right. So from no, I'm terrified, I don't want to yes, I want to, and yes, I believe, it was pretty good indicators for us.
Yeah. And if I can go off with that, my son is also baptized yesterday.
Oh,
and it was really cool because throughout the weeks leading up to this, I had been dragging him to work with me. When he was home, I had stuff to get done. And so we were able to talk about it. Like, what is this? What does it look like? And I kept asking him, do you want to do this? And it's something like, you want to see your kids get baptized, but it's a fine line between like, you want to get baptized? Let's do this. Yeah. And Saturday night we were talking, I'd finished everything up and he's like, I think I want to get baptized tomorrow. I was like, Yeah, you do. Okay, let's go. And he's like, can my dad baptize me? I was like, heck yeah, you can. So, yeah. So, same thing. Jimmy got to experience that. So.
I also love that, like, at our church, like, even regularly, baptism isn't, like, baptizing someone isn't, like, a pastoral duty.
Yeah.
This is what we do as a church, right? And I think it's just a reminder, we're all in ministry, right? Some of us, yeah, we call it vocation. It's our job. Mm-hmm. But we are all in ministry. And I love people getting to baptize their friends. I mean, there was a group of guys the week before open baptism. They came up to me in the lobby and they're like, hey, we don't want to like offend you or anything, but can we go with our friend to be baptized? I was like, you better go with them. What do you mean? Can you? Like, yes, right. This is... You play a part in someone's life. You tell them about Jesus. You better be in that tank, you know? Mm-hmm. And I get some people like that's not their thing. And that's why we're here, right? Like I'll baptize anyone and everyone, but I love being able to be, like watch a dad or a mom baptize their kids. Mm-hmm. Like, man, if you told me my kids were getting baptized and you wouldn't allow me in the tank, man, there'd be a brawl going down in the tank. Just because that's such an honor and a privilege. And, you know, I just think it's a beautiful thing about the way we do baptisms.
Yeah, I agree so much. I mean, I grew up in the church. I think I was 11 years old when I was baptized. Mm-hmm. And it was different. So here was the deal. I mean, back then was one. I mean, if you're walking into the tank and you're wearing like this robe,
yeah.
and the pastor is there. He's got his fishing boots up under his waist, you know, but the robe over his suit, right? You know, it's such a form. And then you had to like give your testimony to the congregation. But what's even scarier is like weeks before that, they would schedule this meeting. You like walk into this room and like all the deacons were in a circle to make sure that you understood what you were doing and doing the right thing. So it's just like, and I get it, you know, you don't want to have people go in for the wrong reasons, wrong understanding or whatever, but you look at the New Testament.
Yeah.
Look at the New Testament. I mean, the instant people embraced Jesus, they went to the water.
They didn't have an interview, right? Because we have this conversation all the time, right? is in the early church, there was no interview process. It was, hey, do you believe in Jesus? Yep, let's go. You know, mm-hmm. and that people got baptized. Like, nothing stood in their way. And I'm not saying there's right or wrong, but, like, yeah. I think of that story. Yeah. I had the same story, right? I got baptized when I was 7. And, you know, you had to have an interview. And I literally had to tell everybody in the audience why I was getting baptized, yes. tell them my story. And uh-huh. I just think of that question, what is stopping you? Church procedures.
And really, like, there's a lot of people who have wanted to become baptized and hold back because of that. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so open baptism really is the opportunity for those people who have a desire to be baptized.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
are there's, afraid of that.
Yeah. There's a legit threshold of going public with your faith,
yep.
of declaring to the world that you're with Jesus. But we don't want to add to that,
no.
you know, the no, rest no. of it. So I think if people are listening, they could have done the math themselves and figured it out, because we didn't share the Rochester number, but we gave you enough information, right? If you totaled up Brighton and Webster and subtracted it from the overall, but I'll give it to you anyway, which is 139 people. Mm. in Rochester got baptized, and it really ramped up. We mentioned like 16 in the first service. You had a big crowd in the second service, but it was over 70 in the third service. Yep. So you well-deserved a nap on Sunday afternoon for Drew. So anyway, any other thoughts? Drew, what do you hope is the lasting impact, you know, for something like this?
Yeah, I think two things. One, my biggest desire in like all of this is that the Lord would get the praise. Mm-hmm. It's easy when you pull something off like that to think, man, Northridge is amazing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we're nothing. God is amazing. And, mm-hmm. you know, don't walk out of there thinking like, wow, Northridge is such an amazing church. We're honored to be a part of it and do it, but we serve an amazing God who deserves the glory and the credit for what happened. Mm-hmm. I hope what's lasting is I hope that excitement and that just like, man, I want to see more of this, and we want to keep going after it. Rochester's mm-hmm. a big city, mm-hmm. and there are still a lot of people out there who don't have that hope that we all experience on Sunday. And so we got a lot more work to do as a church. We got a lot more places to take the gospel. And so my challenge is we tasted and we saw that the Lord is good. Now let's take him to our workplaces today and mm-hmm. tomorrow. Let's continue mm-hmm. to preach the gospel, because mm-hmm. there is a great need out there, and our work has just begun.
Yep. And keep praying for those who haven't yet
right.
been baptized. So incredible. Listen, that's a great sign off. I don't want to change the mood too much, but I do want to let people know what's next. What do you follow up open baptism with?
Actually, I'm really excited. We're talking money, and I know, like, not what everybody thinks, like how we manage our money. America has a money problem, right? And so we're just going to walk through practical, godly steps to manage our money well. We went to New York City, like the hub of money, shot some on-site footage that we're excited to share with you guys. So it's been a great series, really practical series that I think will help set us up to steward our money, God's money, really better.
Absolutely. So please come back for that. Great having you. We'll see you next time.